Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. President John F. Kennedy, under whose administration the combined federal campaign received its combined mission, once said, "From those to whom much is given, much is required." It is the spirit of these words that continue to infuse the purpose of the CFC, the largest workplace giving campaign in the world, a powerful collective effort that gives back to the community. What is the mission of the combined federal campaign for the National Capital Area? What goes into managing the combined federal campaign for the National Capital Area? And how do federal agencies such as the U.S. Department of Transportation give back and engage communities? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Linda Jacobs Washington, Senior Policy Advisor for Community Initiatives at the U.S. Department of Transportation and Chair of the Local Federal Coordinating Committee of the Combined Federal Campaign for the National Capital Area. Linda, welcome to the show. It's great to have you back.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Linda, let's start off by understanding what is the Combined Federal Campaign, and perhaps you can describe this initiative and give us an overview of its history and evolution.
Sure. The Combined Federal Campaign, or as we affectionately call it, the CFC, is the only authorized workplace charitable giving drive for employees in the federal government. And it was actually launched by President John Fitzgerald Kennedy in 1961, the first year of his presidency. Now, what's interesting is that President Kennedy also started the Peace Corps that same year. A little bit of interesting history there. These two programs actually were designed to make a difference every day for people in the United States and the rest of the world. So next year, both organizations will be celebrating its 50th anniversary. And of course, we're very happy about celebrating the 50th year of the combined federal campaign. Now, since the campaign was established, over $6 billion has been raised in order to help those who otherwise, for whatever reason, cannot help themselves. Now, I know that you, Mike, are familiar with President Kennedy's famous quote, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country." However, a lot of people are not aware that when he signed the executive order to begin the CFC, he said, "To whom much is given, much is required." This really embodies what the charge to federal employees is all about. And you know, the CFC is the largest charitable workplace giving program in the world. And in 2009, nationwide, we raised over $282 million. The Office of Personnel Management has organized the federal employees into 211 independent CFC campaigns. And our campaign in the National Capital Area is a local campaign that covers federal employees and works with federal employees in the Washington metropolitan area. And we are the largest CFC. So we work with executive, legislative, and judicial branches, and everybody participates or is eligible to participate in the campaign here. So each year in the fall, as you and I are speaking now, we federal employees are given the opportunity to make a pledge to one or more charities of our choice. And by the way, there are 350,000 of us feds in the National Capital Area. And we'll be working with the program and this campaign through January 17th. So that gives you a little overview and who we are and what we do.
I'd like to transition. I understand this is your third year chairing the local coordinating committee of the CFC for the National Capital Area. Would you elaborate on your role, that role and responsibility in that capacity? And how do you balance it with your senior policy advisor role at the U.S. Department of Transportation?
Well, you know, I'm like the college president. I'm out there promoting the campaign. I'm the face of the organization to the federal agencies and to those who help us get visibility like you here, Mike. So we really appreciate this. This really does not in any way compete with my job at the Department of Transportation because it's all about community service. We have programs and projects specific to DOT, and the CFC relates to the entire government workforce. So the scope is bigger and the scale is bigger. But they actually complement and do not compete with each other. And I have to tell you, it's a joy. I end all of my emails with a quote from Brian Tracy, which says, "Happiness comes when you believe what you are doing, know what you are doing, and love what you are doing. I really do feel that this is my calling.
So how is the CFC for the National Capital Area organized? You alluded to the 11 initiatives from the CFC, the government-wide initiative, but who manages the daily operations of such an amazing infrastructure, and how does it work?
Well, let me say that a lot of people, and mostly volunteers, are needed to help with the campaign because it takes a big effort to raise and distribute the amount of money we raise. We as feds own this campaign. Federal employees created it, and over 35,000 of us run the campaign. You know, we've really developed a pretty well-oiled machine throughout the years. And the entire process has been honed from vetting the charities to recruiting and training volunteers, developing all the materials, and in the end, collecting and processing the donations. Now, to operate the campaign, everyone within the National Capital Area shares this responsibility, including, as I said, the volunteers. We have loaned executives, the local federal coordinating committee, which I chair, and we manage and direct the campaign. And we have CFC staff at the Office of Personnel Management. Now, a lot of credit also needs to go to the full-time campaign management organization who works with the feds to organize and manage the campaign all year long, because it's not just happening in the fall. It's happening all year long. So let me use a transportation analogy. Imagine a locomotive, and there's this guy. You've seen him in the overalls and the hat with a big oil can greasing the wheels. Now, the infrastructure is there, but the guy with the oil can keeps it moving. That's who we are. We're the guy in the overalls.
That's wonderful. So what are key workers and loaned executives? You mentioned that. And how critical are both of these elements to the success of your efforts?
Very, very critical. And the key workers, I know this is going to sound crazy, but they really are the key to the campaign. They're the ones in the trenches who are making the ask at their agencies. They're asking people to donate. Our experience has shown that people give when they're asked by people they know. And this is really borne true. While we have new key workers every year, you know, a lot of the key workers have been volunteering their time to the campaign for many years. And once they become key workers, many move up to the role of agency campaign managers. One campaign manager shared the following with me just a few days ago. He said, "I love the job of campaign manager at my agency. While I'm going on vacation after work tomorrow, I hope to hit the ground running when I return to work January 3rd. I shall continue to collect contributions until the window closes at CFC headquarters. I get fabulous support from my superiors. I've already recruited my team for the 2011 CFC. Now that's commitment. And this is not unique, Mike. There are many federal employees throughout the National Capital Area who are truly committed to public service, not only in fulfilling the mission of their particular agencies day in and day out, but also in their commitment to giving back via the combined federal campaign. You mentioned the loaned executives. That's another group of passionate, committed individuals who have volunteered to leave their home agency during the campaign and work full time to support other agencies' campaigns. And the agencies have donated these loaned executives for 6 months to work exclusively on the campaign. So you're thinking, gee, what is the motivation? Well, the motivation of the volunteers and the inspiration for what they do and why they do it is very, very personal. If you go to our website at cfcnca.org, you will find many inspirational stories from federal employees who have received the services of charities supported by the CFC. So they're working the campaign, but they've received services from the charities. And, you know, one that comes to mind is a federal employee who has been hearing impaired since she was 7. She attended a CFC charity fair at her agency that changed her life. At the fair, she met an organization that provides dogs to people who are physically challenged, deaf, or hard of hearing. She would have never known that this resource was available if she hadn't attended that event. She immediately applied for assistance and was able to receive her hearing dog. She said, "I feel so much more independent. I even travel by myself now." This is just but one example of a real-life connection between a charity and a federal employee. That employee is now a huge supporter of the combined federal campaign and wonderful advocate. The ability to help our own federal family and friends validates the work that we're doing. So it's wonderful.
Yeah, and that anecdote really sort of illustrates the theme, the 2010 theme of compassion of individuals and the power of community that sort of underlies your efforts. Would you tell us more about this year's theme, what its significance is, and how did you come up with this rallying cry?
Well, I have to tell you, the combined federal campaign is the passion, and I do mean passion, of a great multitude of government workers. And it makes me proud to work with such fine men and women who are true servants to America and who really, really care about helping others. But you know what, Mike? That's the kind of people we are. That's the kind of country we live in. It's who we are. It's really in our blood. Think about it. Whenever there's a need here in this local area, anywhere in the country or in the world, we as Americans step forward to help. And federal employees are among the first to answer the call. And you know, as I visit every agency, I feel very fortunate to be able to come face to face with my federal employees and representatives from charities. And as I look into their eyes and I talk to them, I am always impressed by their commitment and their caring for others. That really is what the compassion of individuals and the power of community is all about. I am very honored as a federal employee to lead the CFC in the National Capital Area. And I am, again, one of 350,000 federal employees in the National Capital Area. Together, think about this. We deliver help and hope to millions of people in our own neighborhoods here in D.C. and Maryland and Virginia and across the country and around the world. I have to tell you, I've cried a lot during this campaign. I cry when I hear the heart-wrenching stories of people who are in need, but I also cry when I hear the heartwarming stories about how federal employees and charities are helping to meet those needs. That's what this theme is all about, the compassion of individuals, the power of community. It's the combined efforts of federal employees and charities who together create an incredibly powerful community of caring that provides life-saving and life-enriching programs and services to people and communities in need.
So can we talk about the breakdown of dollars that's collected? So how much goes to a national or a local or international charities and funds? And how about the undesignated funds? Where do these monies, the things that you raise, where does it go and how is it broken down?
Glad you asked that question. A lot of people ask that question. In 2009, federal employees pledged over $66.5 million. And I always say to federal employees, that is nothing to sneeze at. That's $66.5 million. Now, of that amount, $26 million went to local charities. National charities received about $32.1 million. International charities, about $6 million. And then undesignated funds were at $2.4 million. Now, undesignated donations, they're primarily raised through agency fundraising events. And they're distributed among equitably to the charities. So we had a great year, and we're going to have an even greater year this year.
It is important to keep administrative costs low while ensuring that charities receive as much as they possibly can. What are you doing, and what are your administrative costs within the CFC and CEA?
Well, you know, of course, it's important to keep administrative costs low. Our administrative costs are 7.5%, which means that 92.5 cents of every dollar raised through the combined federal campaign goes directly to the charity. Now, we're always looking for ways to make the campaign more efficient and cost-effective. That makes good business sense, and we're good stewards of the funds. We have been able to take advantage of emerging technologies such as email, web, social networks, among others. And we've been transitioning to more electronic means of disseminating and collecting information. All about the campaign and about to charities and particularly to potential donors. It's now possible, quite frankly, to find the charity or charities you may be interested in supporting and make your donation online and paperless. Also, anyone, including you, can use our online catalog to find charities that may be able to help you. The bottom line is that we have been able to raise more money for charities while lowering our costs. So charities have continued to receive more funding year over year through the CFC in the National Capital Area.
So let's shift focus a little bit on the charities. How many approved charities are there, and how do you become selected and enrolled as a charity? What's the process?
There are over 4,000 charities of all types and sizes and shapes in the National Capital Area. We have charities that are well-known and little-known charities. There are charities that support science, the arts, education, charities that are providing basic human needs such as shelter, clothing, and food, charities which support research to find cures for debilitating diseases and illnesses, and international charities, charities that support animals. There are local charities, national charities. These charities have been carefully vetted by OPM and our local federal coordinating committee. OPM establishes requirements that all charities must meet in order to be included in our catalog of caring. Some of the requirements are that a charity must be a 501c3 organization. They must be a human health and welfare organization. They must provide a copy of their audited financial statement and must have an active governing board.
What goes into managing the combined federal campaign for the National Capital Area? We will ask Linda Jacobs-Washington, chair of the local federal coordinating committee, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.